This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Aurora police arrested two teenagers over the weekend in connection to a shooting on Friday in a high school parking lot. A third juvenile was arrested last week. All three are 16 years old, and their names are being withheld. Two shootings near Aurora High Schools last week injured 9 teenagers from 14 to 18 years old. New lanes will open along the 18-mile stretch of Interstate 25 south of Denver in mid-December. It's nearly a year ahead of schedule. The South Gap project between Monument and Castle Rock adds an express lane in each direction, wildlife crossings, and wider shoulders. Governor Polis says the project is under budget and a big win for the state.
And what was once an aging part of our infrastructure is now ready for today's and tomorrow's Colorado. These life-saving safety improvements will reduce traffic and improve safety.
The lanes will have tolls on them, but they'll be free until at least next summer. Rocky Mountain National Park visitors may soon have to pay a little more to drive and camp in the park. Federal land officials are proposing a $5 increase to its daily vehicle entrance pass and a $5 to $15 increase on campground fees. If approved, the money will go toward maintenance projects like trail repairs and bear management. The mountains will have clear skies tonight, and it will be in the 20s overnight. Highs will be in the 50s tomorrow. This is CPR News.